Hello, I'm Kirsty Gallagher, and this is Sporting Roots, the audio series where we explore some of Britain's most inspiring sporting locations and the role that rail is played in helping put them on the map. We want to motivate more people to take a trip to watch, learn about, and discover new sporting passions by train so they don't miss out on the well-being benefits of experiencing sports in the real world. You can plan your own journey of sporting discovery by train with National Rail today, because when it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. In this episode, we're going to be bowling full toss into the world of cricket. Born right here in Britain in the 16th century, the game of cricket quickly grew into an international sport, loved by nations across the globe. Whether they're talking about it, watching it, or playing it, 2.5 billion fans are absolutely bonkers about the game. You might ask how so many people can fall in love with one sport. Well, it's a kind of case of when you know, you know. There's something quite magical about the sound of leather hitting the willow, the marvel of a day's long competition that organically changes shape with each twist and turn. A sport where a lazy afternoon in the stands can be peppered with absolute edge-of-the-seat thrills. There really is nothing quite like it. From grassroots cricket clubs all the way up to our most spectacular stadiums, each one is connected by our wide-reaching rail network. It's almost like they were born to exist alongside one another. Let's take a whistle-stop tour of Great Britain and get a closer look at one of our most beloved sports. Britain is the official and spiritual home of cricket, but if you want to pin it down to a specific location, that has to be Lord's in St John's Wood, London. Right around the corner from Marylebone Station is Dorset Square, or the former site of the old Lord's Cricket Ground, established by Thomas Lord in 1787. Although now a garden square, the avid cricket fan can hunt down the commemorative plaque showing where the original ground was laid out. Following its closure in 1810, Thomas Lord then established a new cricket ground, just a 20-minute walk north along the boundary of Regent's Park. This was the birth of the world-renowned Lord's Cricket Ground, which is still the beating heart of the sport to this very day. The ground is open all year, meaning you can hop on a train and visit whenever you like. Either join the roar of the crowd at one of the stadium's many thrilling one-day, county or international games, or in the off-season, take a tour of this historical gem and check out the gorgeous museum housing an unrivalled collection of cricket memorabilia. I've actually been to the museum myself and I can tell you it is amazing, like stepping back in time, totally worth making the trip to Lord's for. As the sport grew, so did its numbers of clubs and leagues, but in a time before the motor engine, the train was an essential part of connecting these clubs to one another, with players and spectators alike using the rail network to travel to games the length and breadth of the country. Stories from this era describe how teams would often play cards and sing songs en route, fostering camaraderie and team spirit. The journeys became an integral part of the team's routine and helped build the strong bonds that forged their successes. Some of these clubs from cricket's early years still play on today. Over 150 years after they were established, both Durham and Yorkshire are among the many county cricket clubs to draw massive crowds. Both clubs are under 20 minutes walk from their respective rail stations, meaning fans can continue the amazing tradition of going to matches on the train. Players have been known to hop on a train in the modern day game as well. For example, during the 2013 Ashes series, some of the England team, including James Anderson and Joe Root, took the train from London to their next game in Manchester. The team chose this method of travel to arrive relaxed and mentally strong for their upcoming matches. And this brings us to our next stop, the cricket mad city of Manchester. If you hop on a tram or bus from Manchester Piccadilly Station, you can be at the hallowed grounds of Old Trafford in just over 20 minutes. And no, it's not that Old Trafford. In fact, the Old Trafford Cricket Ground was founded over 50 years before football's theatre of dreams. So if any stadium deserves the Old Trafford moniker, you could argue that it's the city's home of cricket. But let's not get into any disputes. After all, this is a game for gentlemen and women. Manchester has been at the centre of some of cricket's most historic moments, such as Aussie legend Shane Warne's ball of the century, where, with his first ever ball in the Ashes tournament, under huge pressure, he smashed down the England wicket with amazing speed and spin. The ground was also host to Indian superstar Sachin Tendulkar's maiden 100 runs. He went on to become one of the game's greatest ever batsmen. But looking forward in the more modern era, Old Trafford is fast becoming a hub for the growing phenomenon that is women's cricket. And joining us today is one of Manchester's home heroes, Lancashire legend and England pace bowler Kate Cross. Hi, Crossy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, Kirst.
Kate, you're from quite a sporty family with plenty of involvement in both cricket and football. You must have watched more than your fair share of live sport, haven't you?
I have. And I actually consider myself pretty lucky that I was born into a family that their lives seem to revolve around sport, because that's ultimately where my life's gone. But yeah, I mean, I love sport. I've always loved sport, but I think there's some real special memories, some core memories in there from actually going watching live sport. And obviously with that, you have to travel to the live venues and stuff. So for me, I've got a lot of memories that involve train journeys as well. Mm. I always think that if you get the train to a sporting venue, then you genuinely seem to be traveling with fans or rivals in some cases, but you kind of have that anticipation from the beginning, you know, from the time that you step into that train station, then you generally get in the buzz and the atmosphere, even though you're not necessarily at the venue yet. So I also have done a lot of traveling on the train because of cricket. So not fair to ask mum and dad to be ferrying me around the country. So a lot of my training is down in Loughborough. And to do that, I had to jump on the train and actually meet one of the other girls down in Stoke. So I guess the sport for me is synonymous with train journeys, because that's ultimately why I've been able to do what I've done for so long. Mm. But yeah, I think the live sport part of my life is something that I would really try and encourage as many people to go for as well, because some of the best, most emotional days that I've lived have been because of sport.
Completely. It can be such an emotional day. For those who haven't experienced a live cricket match before, what can they expect?
I think from cricket, you can't expect anything, to be honest, because honestly, there's been times where I think I've seen everything and then I go to a cricket game and I see something that's never happened before. So it's hard to say what exactly to expect. But I think the things that you basically guaranteed are a lot of colour, a lot of fun, a lot of music. We have a lot of live music now at cricket games, and we're trying to create an atmosphere that caters for everyone. So, you know, whether you're the oldest cricket fan in the world or the youngest, newest cricket fan in the world, then we're trying to find something that you will enjoy. So a lot of food, lots of drinks, lots of activities that kids can get involved in. And obviously, if you are a cricket fan, then there's a cricket game going on as well. So they're really good days out these days. They're, you know, again, trying to cater for families who've got lots of kids and you don't want it to be too expensive. So there definitely feels like there's something for everyone now at a game of cricket.
I know it can be an incredibly fun day out, but are there any other benefits, would you say, to engaging in live sport?
The natural answer to that is if you play in the sport, then you get the physical as well as the mental positives from being involved. And I guess like the mental health side of it is something that I've really tapped into. And I've found that playing sport, not necessarily cricket, even if it's just going out for a run, like I found all that really beneficial for myself and for my headspace. So obviously I know not everyone gets to play the sports that they want to, but actually I think I've found that the days that I've been able to switch off and go and watch sport as a fan, you still kind of get those benefits. And I think there's an element of seeing athletes out there doing what they love and what they've trained so hard for. I think there's an element of almost that physical and mental positivity kind of crossing over. So you kind of have to ride the emotional waves of sport sometimes, and I think that can take you to places that not many other things can take you to. So I think there's so many benefits to be had. And also, even if you're just having a day out with your friends or family, you know, you're getting that social interaction as well. And like I mentioned earlier, you've got a lot of people in one venue who are all there for the same reason. Sometimes trying to just have a bit of an escape from normal life and getting away from troubles or hardships, whatever it might be. So I think sport is so special in that regard, because it can just kind of whisk you away from whatever is going on in your head in that on that day.
Absolutely. The future of cricket is looking so bright. It's brilliant. What would you say to anyone who wants to get into the sport?
I think for me, what I'm learning quite quickly is that not everyone gets into sport in necessarily a traditional way. I got into it because I had a family member who loved the game and needed a bowler in the back garden, so that had to be me. But I think what I'm learning now is that there's so many different ways that people can play sport. You don't have to have all the equipment, you don't have to have memberships to clubs or venues, etc., or you don't have to pay money to go and see the live game. Like, I think there's different ways that you can involve yourself now, and whether that's going to fan parks or, you know, whatever it might be, there'll be ways that you can get involved in sport. And I think cricket is definitely trying to do that in its own unique way. There's Prosecco cricket, there's ACE programs, and there's just so many different ways. Tape ball cricket, street cricket, there's just so many different ways that you can play our game. And I think that's probably where I'd again try and encourage people to, if you do think you might enjoy the sport, is to just go and give it a go. And I mean, the railways are making cricket a lot more accessible, which is brilliant for us as athletes within the sport, because you want people to find it easy to get involved. And obviously with that, there's so many places around the country that do play cricket and have it at their cricket clubs or however you're going to get into the sport. So I think having a really easily accessible way of getting there and affordable way of getting there then is really important. So I think the fact that the railways now are making it a lot easier for people to travel, then, you know, that's going to make people want to get more involved in sport as well, because it's one less thing to worry about.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've inspired many people out there to give it a try. Kate, as always, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
As Kate said, there are so many new formats, and with a growing professional base too, cricket is moving with the changing times and the evolving desires of its fans. Faster and shorter versions of the games have been ushered in, such as T20 and One Day Internationals, but most recently, The 100. Appealing to younger audiences and making cricket even more accessible, The 100 sees world-famous players from 8 city-based teams compete over 5 weeks every summer. The one-day format gives spectators a chance to watch a full match in just a day trip. And what's more, the intercity structure of the league means that you can travel to every game of the season just by train. Birmingham, London, Manchester, Leeds, Southampton, Nottingham and Cardiff all have mainline stations within walking distance of their home cricket grounds, meaning you can now experience more cricketing action than ever before. Some of the bigger grounds, like Edgbaston in Birmingham, even turn into fan parks for a variety of international games, allowing fans to watch matches hosted abroad on giant screens with a massive crowd. The passion of the fans at events like this can be almost as uplifting as being at the match in person. And how could we cover cricket without looking into how you can play it yourself? There are countless clubs springing up across the country, and cricket centres are open to the public nationwide. Like at Gloucestershire County Cricket Club in Bristol, within the stadium, just 20 minutes from Montpellier Station, is the Bristol Cricket Centre, where you can try your hand at the sport in their professional-grade net lanes. Amateur clubs like Coventry and Warwickshire are great ways for both young and adult players to develop their cricketing skills. Then for very young players, clubs like Peterborough Town Cricket Club start training budding cricket stars of the future from around 8 years old. Their ground is just over a 30-minute stroll from the mainline station. If you're eager to play in the off-season or colder months, you should head to Sloggers in Stoke-on-Trent, less than 20 minutes from Longton Station. It's a state-of-the-art virtual cricket simulator, a great place for cricket enthusiasts to practice their game, even in the depths of winter. So next time you're looking to scratch that cricket itch, just remember beyond the TV remote lies a whole world of sporting greatness to get involved in. Why not hop on a train and experience it for yourself? When it comes to sport, nothing beats being there. Visit nationalrail.co.uk/sportingroutes to discover the rest of our audio series and plan your next journey to watch, learn about and discover new sporting passions by train.